This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome, Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I would really hate to be my governor, Governor Sisolak. He's really got a tough road ahead if he hasn't already. And it was interesting because during the summer, every time Governor Sisolak would have a press conference, people couldn't wait to listen to it because they're like, okay, so things are going to reopen. Things are going to reopen. So let's listen and see what gets reopened. And I mean, people were just waiting with bated breath on what gets to be reopened. Well, apparently the governor, who is recovering from COVID himself, from what we understand, mild, he's doing well. From what we're being told, or not being told a lot, but he had just COVID-19 positive. I don't even know if he had any symptoms. He had originally said his early fatigue could have been from his, you know, pretty hectic schedule. But we're being told that next week the governor is going to speak to us about how we're going to approach COVID next. And the anxiety is just skyrocketing. I've been out, you know, and looking at what happens with businesses. I drive around and, you know, I'll go maybe take some takeout, or I'll even go to a restaurant myself, and places are packed. I mean, just packed. There's this surge of people running to get their hair done, running to get their nails done, eating out and all that, because they think we're going to lock down again. The PTSD that, you know, people have throughout the United States when it comes to not only COVID, but lockdown is overwhelming. So people are panicked. So here, the governor, people are like, oh my gosh, put it off. We don't want to hear any more restrictions. But so I was interviewed last night on, News 13 on, you know, what I think needs to happen for us to open the economy, and what do I think the governor's going to do? Well, it's really, really interesting with what happened with us. On one end, our governor in Nevada and other governors throughout the United States have the foresight to do mask mandates. So they brought up mask mandates, they enforced them over the summer, and then everybody had to kind of wear a mask. There were medical exemptions, and then as things worsened with COVID, they tightened up medical exemptions, etc. The good part to that is it showed that Nevada and other states were ahead of the curve, going, okay, you know what, we're going to do mask mandates. The negative to that is now we don't have a lot of wiggle room. So when you see states like Iowa or some of these other states that go, all right, you know what, guys, things are starting to get bad, so now we're going to do a mask mandate. Now we're going to do something. We're going to try to control the virus. We in Nevada, we've been doing that already. We've done that, been there, done that. So now what is our press conference going to say we're going to do? You see, and I'm not saying we shouldn't have done the mask mandate. I support our governor for that earlier. But the problem is now we can't get behind the microphone and go, all right, guys, this is what we're going to do. All right, you know, we're going to tighten things up, protect ourselves, you know, this fall, so we're going to bring in the masks. Been there, done that. So now what? So I fear we're going to parallel a lot of what California is doing. We might have a curfew. We might start having certain lockdowns again. We might have certain businesses only allowed to take 25% capacity. And it's kind of frustrating because, you know, the governor is going to feel like he has to do something because there's all this pressure that there's cases and increase in hospitalizations. Now, I think we have about maybe 6,000 hospital beds in the state. Correct me if I'm wrong. There's a site from the American Hospital Directory that kind of shows how many beds are in each hospital. I think it's an underestimation. I trained at UMC. According to this, they have like 489 or 98. UMC is over 500 beds. ICU beds, of course, you know, a lot less. But when you look at a state like Nevada, with the millions of people that we have, and we look at really only having about 6,000 hospital beds, I look at that as not being enough. Now, one thing California is doing is they're having surge facilities. So they're already deputizing other areas that or entities or institutions that can serve as medical facilities if the hospitals get overwhelmed. And, I mean, as a doctor, I can tell you hospitals get overwhelmed every year with flu and all that. I mean, our hospitals will be overwhelmed despite COVID. It's just, do we have to take the economy down with it? Do we have to take everybody's, you know, lifelong earnings and business and retirement and completely destroy it because every year our hospitals get overwhelmed? And so when I was asked by the reporter yesterday, Austin Carter, you know, what do, you know, when does this end? When does, you know, does it just lockdown, ease up lockdown, you know, and when do we move forward? It basically really hinges on something very simple. It's if the hospitals and the medical providers are overwhelmed. If they're not overwhelmed and they say, we got this, and we notice that the COVID is being less deadly because of our treatment plans or vaccine, then we can stay open. Then we can breathe a little bit more. We could expand our economy and move forward and live with COVID. If the hospitals and medical providers say, we're at capacity, we're looking like El Paso with the pit where people just go into that room and we're being told by traveling nurses that they die and they don't get enough CPR. If that is actually happening in an area, that's not adequate. That's not tolerable. We need to help our hospitals out. Our COVID focus and our forces should be, what do the medical providers need? Because when we got reassurance from the hospitals that, guys, we can handle this, we're good, we didn't have restrictions from the governor. If our hospitals go, look, we don't have PPE. Can we get some PPE? We don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough staff. We don't have enough facilities. Let's get them those facilities. You know, we're sitting there trying to figure out what to do with the little barber shop or what to do with the bakery and what to do with, you know, our masks and you know, what to do with Thanksgiving. And I'm sure the governor and his team and most teams or whatever are, you know, basically helping the hospitals and asking what they need. But what I want to be hearing every single day is, all right, guys, this is going to be the facility we're going to be using, you know, for overflow. This is how we're going to train new medical students. This is how we're going to, you know, open up more residencies. We can't just be a 6,000 hospital bed state, nor can others. It's not going to be enough, and we can't have small business suffer because of that. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So while we're watching Moderna and Pfizer go back and forth, you know, showing how efficacious their vaccine is, and we're looking at possible FDA emergency authorization to get vaccines, but, you know, we might only get 20 million doses, which would equate to 10 million people getting the shot, because they get only two. You know, they have to get two shots per each to in order to have a full vaccination. Some of us are like, look, we don't want to mess around. We want to protect ourselves now. And there's some of us that make things happen, some of us that watch things happen, and some of us who wonder what happened. Well, I'm a make things happen kind of girl, and so is Dr. Maniac. Michael Maniac is joining us next to discuss how we can kind of take matters into our own hands to try to help protect us while we're waiting for all the vaccines and new advancements when it comes to COVID-19. Dr. Maniac, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to discuss this important topic.
I love it. I love it. So tell us about sanitize your nose.
Well, you know, this is developed through the realization that there is an unmet need here, and that we haven't really addressed a major potential portal for infection. You know, and that's the nose. Mm-hmm. We know about the hands and other aspects that we have in the eyes, but nobody's talking about the nose very much. Now, the nose is an important portal for infections to enter in the body, but it's also a reservoir of those microorganisms, both bacteria and viruses, that cause infection. So we need to address this because it is something that's a gap in our protective mechanisms currently, for the most part.
Absolutely, so true. You know, we kind of, as kids, shy away from our nose because, you know, our parents are always like, don't pick your nose, don't touch your nose, you know, because it's a source of infection. But unfortunately, some of that projects later in life to, all right, my nose is just there, I just don't deal with it. And it's actually a pretty significant organ that I think we might even be underutilizing when it comes to protecting ourselves against pathogens.
Yeah, I think that's correct. And what you don't realize is that the studies have shown that we touch our faces about 100 times a day. And so you could wash your hands all you want to, but if you touch your face again, you've now reinfected your hands. And that's especially true of the nose. If you watch any of these Zoom calls that you do and you've got about 15 people on them, you look at them, just watch the number of times that people touch their face. And they don't even realize they're doing it, but it happens all the time. And so now this is allowing that source of infection to get back in the middle of the mainstream here and potentially infect us. So I think it's important to raise this awareness, but also to address it. And there are some good ways to do that.
So Dr. Maniac, yes, talk to us about some things that you're recommending to your patient population.
Yeah, and I do this personally too. And so I think it's important to use a product, particularly in these days where we're entering into the time of seasonal flu, but we've also got coronavirus swirling around, and there are bacteria causing problems, secondary infections sometimes to some of these viral infections. So we need to do something ourselves. You can do this easily to sanitize your nose. And what you need to use is an FDA-regulated product, meaning that they look at this and that this is an appropriate thing to use. And the best of these products are basically like a nasal swab that it comes in a small swab that you then swirl around in your nose and both nostrils, and it takes less than a minute to do. Now, it needs to have in there a compound that contains a greater than 60% amount of alcohol, because that is what really kills all these things. And this type of product, for example, has other ingredients in it that helps extend the length of that alcohol. So that if you do this once, and it takes about a minute to do, then you're protected for 12 to 15 hours. So you can do it once or twice a day, and you've got nasal protection. So it's very important. The other thing is it's not uncomfortable. It's not like the swabs that you have to use for a coronavirus test. Mm-hmm. You know, this is very simple to do. And like I said, I do it every day. And it is very simple for the general public to adapt. Mm-hmm. What's important is that it's been proven to be effective. We have over 1,000 hospitals that use this for their inpatient population, but also for their pre-surgical patients. And there's been a dramatic decrease in the amounts of infection in those populations. So it works, and it's easy to do. And it's cheap, and it's not uncomfortable at all.
Now, we're not using regular hand sanitizer products, right? Because many of them have perfumes and things like that. What sort of products, can you kind of touch upon what the difference between the nasal products are versus the ones we use on our hands?
Yeah, you highlighted that very well. That's the problem. You cannot use the hand sanitizer products in your nose. First of all, like you said, they contain other things, and they could be irritative, and they could interfere with this protective use of the alcohol. And they don't contain the same amounts that are necessary to sanitize the nose. So it's very important you use something that's actually developed for sanitizing the nose. Now, you can learn a lot about this from going to a website. It's called sanitize your nose, .org. And so that's sanitize your nose, one word, no spaces in there, .org. And it will show you exactly how to use these products and how easy they are to use. So I think that would be useful once people learn how easy this is to do and how effective it is. It should be entered into your thought process about protection.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Maniac, one of the products that is definitely trending, it's called Nozin, N-O-Z-I-N. Can you talk a little bit about that product?
Yes, I'm very familiar with it, and that's the one that I'm really alluding to here. Like I said, it's very simple to use. It's a small swab, a little thing that you it's insert into your nose. You squeeze the side of it first to mix the contents in this little ampule, and then you swirl it around in your nostril 3 or 4 times, each nostril. And you use only one. You can use it for both nostrils. Remember, the alcohol content in there kills all these bacteria and viruses, so there's no worry of actually spreading it if you use it in the other nostril. It's something that is doesn't smell, it doesn't burn, it takes about a minute to do, and then you're protected for 12 to 15 hours. I think it's a very good product. I'm impressed with this, and the fact that they're the ones that have the data on all this use in hospitals. You know, that's pretty good information for me.
Yeah, because, again, I've been hearing about the product, and I haven't tried it myself yet, and I've been hearing Nozin. You should be using Nozin, and so I'm really glad you were able to kind of talk to us about it, because I haven't been able to talk to my listeners about it. You know, one condition a lot of people complain about is a vestibulitis, where they don't call it that, but they feel like that their nose hurts, and it flakes, and they feel like they have a sinus infection, but it's more in the nares, the vestibule. And a product like this can also, you know, kill staph. It's not just about COVID. There's a lot of bacteria that unfortunately can, you know, reside in the nose and, you know, wreak havoc.
Oh, you're absolutely correct about that. For example, you know, about 30% of the people that come into the hospital have staph in their nose. And a lot of staph these days is BRSA. It's methicillin-resistant staph aureus, as you're probably aware. So it kills all of that. And it does not burn or irritate the nose like some other products do, perhaps. And you don't have those issues with this product, Nozin. I think it's very good. I like I said, I use it every day.
That's awesome. What about, I know we don't have, in our final minute, a quick question I have is, you know how the gut has a microbiome that kind of, you know, is there for a reason? What about our nose microbiome? Do we have to be concerned about it disrupting that balance?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't think that's been studied thoroughly. And you know, the short answer is that because of the accessibility of your nose to the exterior, I would think that even if you destroy, you know, some of the biome in the nose, you could repopulate that pretty quickly. The other thing is you don't reach way up into the back of the nose. So that colony is still, those colonies are still present and further up in the nose and can easily repopulate the nose if necessary.
Dr. Mania, thank you so much. All right, everybody kind of visit sanitizeyournose.org. Check out Nozin. Dr. Mania, can't wait to have you back. You stay safe. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. It's nice talking to you today.
Same here. You take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Georgia recount finds a second county with thousands of uncounted votes in the November 3rd election, again favoring President Trump. Georgia voting official Gabriel Sterling explains the error.
This is a slightly different situation from Floyd. These were scanned votes that are on a memory card, whereas Floyd were a box of unscanned votes.
White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox a third county has disclosed it too missed votes in the Georgia election.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump.
Back in 2018 and 19, two Boeing 737 planes crashed, killing 346 people. After that, the planes were grounded. The Federal Aviation Administration is reporting it will lift the 20-month grounding of the Boeing 737s in the United States on Wednesday. USA Radio News. With a COVID-19 vaccine update, USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Pfizer has launched a pilot delivery program for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine in four states as the drug maker seeks to address distribution challenges facing its ultra-cold storage requirements. The vaccine, which has been shown to be more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on initial data, must be shipped and stored at negative 94 degrees, significantly below the standard for vaccines of 36 to 46 degrees. It picked Rhode Island, Texas, New Mexico, and Tennessee for the program after taking into account their differences in overall size, diversity of populations, immunity infrastructure, and the need to reach individuals in varied urban and rural settings. The four states will not receive vaccine doses earlier than any other states. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as we've been talking about the mask issues and the mask restrictions, and we've been talking about a population set where those who have COPD or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you know, might be having some issues with the masks. And we've discussed COPD before on the show, but not to the detail that I think it needs to be. And today is COPD Awareness Day. So who better than to, you know, kind of walk us through what COPD is and you know, how it relates to COVID is Dr. Thomas Corbridge, a patient, Jan, with COPD, and Justin, who is a caregiver of somebody with COPD. So everybody, thank you guys for coming on our show. This is fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
Wow. All right. We'll start with you, Dr. Corbridge. Can you tell us, just inform our listeners, what is COPD?
Well, COPD stands for for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It's a state of lung injury generally caused by cigarette smoking. Cigarette smoke can cause narrowing and inflammation of bronchial tubes that can cause cough and sputum. The smoke can also cause damage to the actual tissue of lung, put holes in the lung, and that's a term called emphysema. So most patients have a combination of both, and it results in shortness of breath, particularly with exertion, and some of our patients will have cough and excess sputum.
Jan, you suffer from COPD. Tell us about your symptoms.
My symptoms can range anywhere. I don't have all of the mucus and phlegm, which is a good thing. I'm a wheezer. I wheeze. So those are some of my symptoms, shortness of breath, okay, especially if it's going to be upon exertion or exercise. A lot of times if I'm deconditioned, and right now a lot of us are, because we have not been able to get to our pulmonary rehab to get the exercise that we need. So it's extra energy. I'm using a lot of calories. It's just trying to breathe. So, but my symptoms when it comes to any type of exacerbation, the main thing that I notice immediately is the shortness of breath. And then I do wheeze. So those are some of my symptoms.
Of course. You know, and Jan, how has it been with the mask mandates? Do you live in an area where you have a mask mandate? And how do you deal with the mask mandate?
Well, at first I didn't deal with it well at all until I was told by a pediatrician, while you're sitting at home, put that mask on for 15 minutes at a time. Walk around the house, whatever you need to do in it, until you get used to it. That really did help me. So that's the message I've been getting out to other COPDers when it comes to, I don't want to wear the mask, I can't wear it. Yes, you got to get used to it, and you got to wear it.
Exactly. So we were telling people to practice. So true. You know, it's a practice. We doctors, we could take it off and on, but yeah, it does. It takes some practice. Again, you used to. Can I ask, what type of mask do you find that's the most comfortable for you having COPD?
Oh, the blue surgical. I'm not going with all this cloth stuff because I've, you know, the doctors have explained to me with a lot of these cloth masks, they're not thick enough. They're not durable enough. So the surgical masks, the blue ones, are absolutely fine.
Nice.
They're good enough for me. Now that's for me.
Fantastic, Jan. Fantastic. Justin, I appreciate you coming on. You actually have to care for somebody with COPD, which is it's a lot of work, and it's a lot more difficult than people think. Tell us about your experiences.
My experience personally is, you know, of course, different than everybody else's. Like, the big thing is getting to the doctor or understanding what is going on from the physician to the patient. 91%, like the survey shows, the physician wants us at the visit. Not always does the patient want us there, because we're going to get more information than what the patient wants sometimes. Like, I can understand it better than, you know, my dad. So with me working with him and the physician, I can get the best care for my dad. That he can get.
Absolutely. So it is your father. Dr. Corbridge, you know, there's been a lot of back and forth and debate on those who smoke and their susceptibility to COVID. And just a recent study just came out earlier today on how, you know, the smoking is a negative. What have you seen in terms of your experience with, you know, tobacco or nicotine and COVID?
And I think just to go back to our COPD patients, and many of those patients, of course, have smoked. We know that that patient population is particularly vulnerable to COVID. So if you have COPD and you get COVID, you're at increased risk of worse outcomes. Regardless, you know, smoking cessation is the right strategy to move forward. It can be hard to achieve, but that's the right strategy for all of our patients. So our patients know that COVID is a concern. It has motivated many of them to do everything they can to try to stay healthy, including smoking cessation, to do all the things that that you just mentioned, you know, social distancing, masks, and hand washing. But it also underscores the importance of establishing that relationship that's close and honest and trusting and open with your provider. The survey that Justin had alluded to was recently done to look at COPD patients. It was done by the American College of Chest Physicians, the Chest Foundation, combined with GSK. And it showed that there's still a communication gap between patients and their providers. And so while we're treating COPD, we know now we can do it better if we narrow that gap. Open, honest, truthful communication from our patients and on our physician side of the fence, you know, good, probing, non-judgmental questions so that we can narrow that gap. That caregiver there is always wonderful to look at things through a different lens.
Dr. Corbridge, for those with COPD, do you urge any house modifications, like, shall we say, like keeping windows closed or HEPA filters or not having pets? Do you, are there anything people could do at home this, besides smoking cessation, in addition to smoking cessation?
Yeah, and smoking cessation is really the main concern, or not being around other smokers, of course, is the main concern. The other recommendations really would come about by way of an individual assessment by the patient's providers to see what exactly in either their home environment or occupational environment might be additional triggers. So that really relies on individual assessment.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jan, how is this, you know, during COVID, you have spoken about pulmonary rehab. Have you noticed that your visits to the provider had to be limited, or were you still able to get the treatment you needed?
That question for me?
Yes, Jan.
Okay, yeah, you were kind of muffled there. No, I just was busy to get what I need because my doctor and myself have an action plan. Okay, even before COVID, we had the action plan, and that was what I would do in case I had a flare-up. And I think Dr. alluded to earlier that, you know, it's hard for a pulmonologist because they need to listen to your lungs. Okay, but with the COVID situation going on and the isolation of the offices, they've had to really depend on us giving them the absolute truth about our condition.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that has been one of the main drawbacks, okay, is when to call the doctor, which I know when to do now, but I always have. So when to call the doctor, give him my symptoms, and COPD is not a one-size-fit-all.
Mm-hmm.
So what works for me may not work for somebody else.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the main thing, is saying to the doctor, yes.
Absolutely. Justin, Jan, Dr. Corbridge, thank you guys for joining us. For more information, people go to COPD.com. It is National COPD Awareness Day. Very significant illness. And you guys, thank you for taking the time to educate my listeners. Really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDolly. 1-877-DOCDALI. Those of you who bought Moderna stock and Pfizer stock, you're kind of seeing a seesaw. Last week, Pfizer said that their vaccine is going to be 90% effective, or is already 90% effective. They were a little bit more than halfway done with their study. Very little side effects. No significant side effects. I believe the U.S. government already bought 100 million doses. They were anticipating asking for emergency approval with the FDA so that they could, by December, start administering the vaccine. Pfizer stock went through the roof. Then Moderna, right, rained on their parade. Moderna came out going, guys, yeah, they got 90% efficacy. We're 94.5. I was like, ooh, Moderna stock skyrocketed. Pfizer stock started to fall. And the Moderna peeps were like, look, guys, We don't have to freeze it as long. We don't have to keep it in Antarctica-type temperatures. You can stick it in your freezer. You can have it in the fridge for 30 days, whereas Pfizer is only 5. And so, you know, Pfizer basically got backslapped publicly with their vaccine. So then today, I wake up and I hear, Pfizer's vaccine is 95% effective. So now, Pfizer is taking the lead. This, I don't know if you guys watch horse races, but it's exactly that. You see a horse, the horse kind of, you know, making headway, and then another horse comes up from behind. Meanwhile, you got AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson and Novio and Sanofi and all these other, you know, all these other pharmaceutical companies kind of going, okay, you know, we got this. We're not going to, you know, slow and steady wins the race. And also, if they're smart, they're kind of watching some of the other rollouts or issues that some of the, you know, front runners have. You know, sometimes you don't want to be the fast, what was it, the tortoise and the hare? You know, sometimes you don't want to be too hairy. You know, sometimes you want to have that, figuratively, you want to kind of, you know, see what's wrong. Have you guys ever run a race? I used to run, all right? And, you know, you don't always want to lead the whole race. Right? Let's say there's a pothole. Let's say there's some, I don't know, schmutz in the middle of the road or whatever. Let that front runner, let that person up in front that's leading the pack fall. Let them have, you see where they fall, and then you know, okay, I got to avoid that. I mean, eventually you are going to want to come in from behind and be in the lead, but you don't necessarily always have to be first there. You don't. You know, there's a doctor who I trained with years ago, who also taught me you never be the first person in the intersection. When you get to a, you know, when the stoplight changes to green, you know, you don't have to be the first person in the intersection. Let somebody else do it, because there might be somebody out of, you know, run a red light or whatever. So, you know, this concept of trying to be first and the first one out there, you know, could be problematic. So Pfizer comes out saying, look, our vaccine is 95% effective. We're good. Low side effects, if any. We're ready to roll it out. And they're going to ask the FDA for emergency authorization. They said within days, not weeks. So they want to be the first one out there. So they already have government contracts. They already have promises for 100 million doses. And again, I want all these pharmaceutical companies to succeed. I am pro pharmaceutical company. I know people hate that about me, but I mean, who else is making a vaccine for you guys? Okay, it takes capitalism. It takes private enterprise. Right? It takes people needing to that dangling carrot, right, to know that there's going to be a prize and it is going to be worth it. It would really, really stink for a company to think they're going to lose millions or billions of dollars, or their stock drops and they go bankrupt because, you know, they failed at a drug, or it's not going to get paid, or they're not going to get reimbursed, or, you know, there's not going to be any reward for that. So we want pharmaceutical companies monetarily rewarded for helping save lives and coming up with drugs and doing the R&D. It's expensive stuff. So I hope all of them are successful. I hope we have plenty of vaccines to choose from. I hope there is some mild competition. What I don't want is to be lied to. I don't want to be snowed. I don't want a company to be over incentivized to do something such that we might be getting halfway information. But as far as I'm concerned, there's a little bit of a race, and Pfizer now stepped it up, going, you know what, we're going to be ready within days. Fine, as long as it's safe. I'm fine with that. So we'll keep you guys posted, and I wouldn't sell any of your stock yet, I don't think. I think there's enough people, there's billions of people in this world that need vaccine. I think there's going to be enough buyers. I think the pharmaceutical companies are going to be doing well. There's always a winner in a recession, or there's always a winner in a pandemic. But we won't go there yet. We'll talk economy later. Now, something cool happened. All right. I don't know if you guys noticed yesterday. The FDA has approved Lucira's all-in-one home test kit for COVID. Now, this thing is cool. This is very, very cool. You could at home test for COVID. You will get results in 30 minutes. it actually gives you a little light. The light will say if you're positive or negative. It's a type of technology that has high sensitivity and specificity. We aren't expecting a lot of false negatives and positives, and one of the greatest things about this home health test is you don't have to do a nasal pharyngeal swab where you stick it all the way to the back, where it has to go all the way up into the back. It could just be a little, I think it's like a 10-second swirl of your nostril. Easy to do. Now, there's some caveats to this. So the FDA approved this at-home COVID-19 test because, you know, we kind of need to ease up on the healthcare workers. All right, they haven't gotten a break since, you know, I don't know when. They just haven't. And because remember, we had bad flu season last year before we were told part of it could have been COVID. So we are utilizing healthcare workers to test for COVID, which is kind of something in this day and age, something we could probably do ourselves. The problem is you can't do a nasopharyngeal swab by yourself. You might be like, oh yeah, I'll stick it all the way back there. Very few people can do it. We can't do our own pap smears. We can't do our own colonoscopies. We kind of can't do our own nasopharyngeal swabs adequately. So we need somebody else to go, no, 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 you're going to sit still and I'm going to get a good swab. This test allows us to not have to have that uncomfortable test and to be able to do our own nasal swab. That is fantastic. Now, it has to be, you can't get the test kit by going to Walgreens. You need a prescription. So yeah, I guess you could get it at Walgreens with a prescription, or whatever site's going to be selling them. But you need a doctor to prescribe you that. Why? Well, because I think they want some sort of accountability and some sort of documentation and somebody watching. The big problem we have with at-home tests is, can people lie? You know, a lot of airlines are saying you can't come on board unless you have a negative COVID test, or, you know, you prove that you've never had COVID. So if somebody doesn't want to be on a blacklist or a no-fly list, let's say, they might be like, oh, I'm good. So there has to be some sort of, unfortunately, because people don't trust each other, there has to be some sort of accountability and some sort of documentation of the testing. Once you do at-home tests, people can just test, nobody reports it. Same thing with that at-home flu test. I want at-home flu tests to help us telemedicine doctors figure out if you have flu or COVID. But if people are doing flu tests at home, well, where is it being documented? So we have to make sure that gets documented. The other thing, too, is this test cannot be done at home for somebody under 14 years of age. So if you do all want to travel and you got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, you aren't allowed to be able to do that at home. You could bring them into a doctor's office and have the medical provider do it. So there's still some drawbacks, but for the most part, this could be pretty revolutionary in terms of getting people tested, knowing people are clear and can go back to work. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-VITAL-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.